Voici le journal des sports de Ben Collins Newberry. Good morning, Ben.
Bonjour, Steve. Our top stories. Unusual effervescence in Douala as the city begins hosting the 23rd Senior Athletics Championship in under 24 hours. Some 49 African countries have confirmed they will be part of the starting block. The National Handball Championship in Cameroon enters day two, with matches programmed at the Mateco Sports Complex this Saturday and Sunday. And China has selected 11 swimmers who are embroiled in a major doping scandal for next month's Paris Olympics. Those were our major stories. The 23rd Senior Athletics Championship gets off the starting block tomorrow in Douala, with athletes from 49 countries expected to battle for medals in track and field events. In the meantime, the different delegations have continued to arrive in Douala 24 hours to the start. René Kache tells us more.
Out of the 49 countries that have confirmed their participation, 10 have already arrived in Douala. They include South Africa, Algeria, Botswana, Comoros, Cote d'Ivoire, Gabon, Mauritius, Namibia, Togo and Zambia. As the competition approaches, this Wednesday and tomorrow Thursday are expected to be the busiest for arrivals, with many of the participating teams making their way to Douala to acclimatize and prepare for their events. A large delegation of foreign communication professionals, including journalists, cameramen, reporters and photographers, is expected on Thursday, June 20, 2024. These professionals will be arriving from approximately 10 countries, and these highlights the international interest the 23rd African Athletics Championship enjoys. The 23rd African Senior Athletics Championship promises to be a vibrant and exciting showcase of Africa's athletic prowess. Fans and spectators can look forward to a week of thrilling competition and memorable performances.
And Cameroonian flag bearers to the 2024 African Senior Athletics Championship have been sharpening skills in the host city with ambitions of winning gold and qualifying for the Paris Olympics next month. Amongst them is the US-based Nora Money of Shot Put and Discus Throw, who won gold for country during the last African Games in Ghana. Here is her declaration minutes after she arrived in Douala last week from the USA.
When I was young, I knew I wanted to be in the Olympic Games. I knew I wanted to be a professional athlete. And it's crazy to say that I'm here now. I only joined the national team, or had the privilege of joining the national team, back in 2020. So after COVID, the pandemic, I actually made my first trip here to Cameroon, where I was able to do the Grand Prix. So it's actually nice that we're here at the Grand Prix again. And it was actually my first meet in Cameroon. That was when I started. And ever since then, I've been able to go to African Championships, All African Games, Francophonie Games, Islamic Games, the Grand Prix, and hopefully soon the Olympic Games as well. It's been nice. It's just been God's grace that I've been able to come back with a medal from every single competition that I've been to. I don't know how, but I end up on the podium, so I'm very happy. I was gold in the Francophonie Games and silver at the first competition that I represented Cameroon in, which was the African Championships in Maurice. Discus has been my favorite event, so I compete in the discus primarily. Now, I can still do the shot put because I was trained in it. I was shot put and discus thrower both in the university level in the USA. So I've learned the technique, and I think that I've established myself to where I can go out and try my best. Just like in the African Games, I was able to throw 15-29 off of no training. So it's something that I have a skill for. I understand it. So I like to do it when our country needs points. I tell them, hey, throw me in, and I'll do my best that I can. As for discus, though, I think discus gives me the best chance because I'm the right shape, I'm the right size. It fits me. It suits me the best. The African Championship in Douala, I know it's going to be great. I've heard the voice of God. I've written down my vision, and that's something you're supposed to do. Write down your vision and see it come to pass. So I'm praying for the best. Hopefully I'm a 60-meter thrower by then. So, yeah, if the gold medal comes, then it comes.
Good luck, Cameroon medal hopeful at the African Senior Athletics Championship that gets underway tomorrow. Nora Money in discus throw and shot put. Day two matches of the men and women's national handball championships in Cameroon have been programmed in Yaounde and Bafoussam this Saturday and Sunday. In the women's category on Saturday, the University of Yaounde 1 Handball Club will clash with their counterparts from the University of Buya at 10 a.m. at the Mateco Sports Complex in Yaounde. Still at that same venue, Dynamic of Bokito will confront the Douala Handball Club at 9 a.m. at the Bafusa Municipal Sports Complex. Local side, Divas, will play host to Tigres from Bachenga. On Sunday, two matches will be played at the Mateko Sports Complex, Dynamic of Bokito versus the University of Buya handball team and defending champions, Fondation Andre Zico against FAP of Yaoundé. In the men's category on Saturday, Friendship Handball Club will go palm to palm with the University of Buya handball team at 9 a.m. at the Mateko Sports Complex. At 11 a.m. at the same venue, Spartiates of Yaoundé will offer hospitality to Soleil Levant from Betwa. At the annex of the Mateko Sports Complex, Fondation Andre Zico will take on Veto Handball Club. One game in the men's category will be played on Sunday. The title holders, FAP of Yaoundé against Renaissance of Douala. The Baleveng traditional ruler, His Royal Highness Gaston Gemini, has hailed natives of that locality living in Yaoundé for being peace crusaders and promoting social cohesion. He was speaking in Yaoundé recently at the end of a football tournament that was organized with the aim of closing ranks among brethren of Baleveng. Romeo Kenye reports.
A people united and ever committed promoting their cultural heritage. But football is also an important factor of unity amongst natives of Baleveng residing in Yaoundé. The presence of the Baleveng traditional ruler at the end of a month-long sport event is another high moment. On the pitch, two teams, Foleteng FC and Tweleveng FC, battle for the trophy. And it's Foleteng FC that wins on penalties after a 1-1 tie at regular time.
Each time they need my help, I will always come and help them because it's not easy to make a lot of people come together just to spend some time to be happy.
With a population of over 15,000 inhabitants, Baleveng is a village in the Menwa Division, West Region of Cameroon.
And away from home, China has selected 11 swimmers that are involved in a major doping scandal for next month's Paris Olympics. Early this year, it emerged that 23 of the country's swimming team were cleared to compete at the Tokyo Games in 2021, despite testing positive for a banned substance month later. The World Anti-Doping Agency said it was not in a position to disprove an assertion from the China Anti-Doping Agency that they had unintentionally ingested heart medication, trimetazine, which can enhance performance. And back to our top stories, unusual effervescence in Douala as the city begins hosting the 23rd Senior Athletics Championship in under 24 hours. Some 49 African countries have confirmed they will be part of the starting block. The National Handball Championship in Cameroon enters day two with matches programmed at the Mateko Sports Complex this Saturday and Sunday. And China has selected 11 swimmers who are embroiled in a major doping scandal for next month's Paris Olympics. I am Ben Collins Nyaberiwo, thanking you for listening.